Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. Some commodities reported a shortage of labor this year, but raisin growers seem to get through harvest without issue. Steve Spate is the grower representative for the Raisin Bargaining Association. He noted that before the season started, growers had already began preparing for issues with labor.
Well, growers were unsure going into the year if there was going to be a good availability of labor and the unknown of what the price would be, the cost for that. So they kind of started seeing more people go towards that mechanized type continuous dray. Growers, you know, are apprehensive maybe about going towards mechanization, but I think it's more of a necessity now than it was in the past.
Spate is also a fourth-generation grower who farms in Fresno County with his wife and son. He noted what has sparked the interest of many growers to move towards more mechanization.
For those two reasons, the unknown of the cost for hand labor and the unknown if you'll have the available workers for the hand labor when you need it.
Spate also commented on the process of establishing a price for raisins this year.
Well, actually, over a long period average, the first offer wasn't even made until the first week in October. So this is actually not that extreme to not know the number going in, and that's a result of needing to know your crop size and everything before you price the product.
More news after this.
Thinking of buying or selling agricultural property? Think Pearson Realty, the industry leader in farm real estate brokerage for nearly 100 years. Call a Pearson Realty experienced ag property specialist today at 559-432-6200. Again, 559-432-6200.
In other news, the UC Cooperative Extension team in Tehama County have been working on research focused on early season irrigation in walnut orchards. Alan Fulton is an irrigation and water resource advisor who covers Tehama, Colusa, Shasta, and Glenn counties. So far, their work is showing promising results, holding off on irrigation until early to mid-May. But Fulton noted that there's still work to be done.
Yeah, we're only 2-3 years into it, so it's harder to evaluate the long-term tree health.
The research is being conducted in the northern Sacramento Valley, primarily using the Chandler variety of walnut trees. Fulton noted where some of their financial support comes from.
The research is funded by the Walnut Research Board. It's determined 1 year at a time, so we'll see how that goes.
This is California Ag Today.